Now, what were you doing when COVID hit 12 months ago, and how has your life changed? Queenslander Lisa Mead was working as a private chef on board exclusive luxury yacht sailing around the Caribbean. And obviously that all came to an end. And so she found herself back in Brisbane. Well, now Lisa's launching a cookbook based on the recipes she used to whip up in her galley. She's running virtual cooking classes and she's firing up charter cruises from the Gold Coast with live music and, of course, her delicious food. Hello, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
And where's the lobster?
Outside.
Another time. Oh, Brett's eating it all. That'd be right. So, all right, let's just tick off on this one first of all. What is life like as a, I guess it's sort of almost a celebrity chef, exclusive chef on these very expensive yachts?
It's amazing. I mean, you get to travel to beautiful destinations, obviously in the Caribbean. I also did the Mediterranean. In between meals, I get to dive off the back of the boat and go snorkeling. You meet incredible people from all walks of life. So it is amazing. I mean, there is a little bit of a downside in that the days can be 17 hours long, and sometimes the weather plays into that. It can be a rough day at sea, and so cooking becomes a little crazy, but it is really the dream job.
And do you have some clients in those situations, or bosses, I don't know what you call them, who at 3 PM have this idea, they just go, hang on a sec, I feel like lobster instead of the chicken that I asked for this morning.
Yes.
And then you've got to turn on a dime to, yeah?
Yeah, I can think of one occasion I had Texan owners and they decided that they needed to have uni, which is it's inside sea urchins. And so I had to dive down off the back of the boat and get 40 sea urchins and then pull them apart and pick out this
uni.
Hang on.
No. So you're actually fishing, hunting for sea urchins yourself?
Yeah. Yes, because I can dive, scuba dive. So, yeah, and they loved it. And then they were like, maybe we'll have that in a couple of days. And I was like, maybe we could think of something else, please.
Wow, what a life, a life. So now you're back in Brisbane. Nothing wrong with that, of course. We love Brisbane. But, you know, your life is, like many lives, been disrupted by all of this. So the cookbook is about... What, we can all make these wonderful meals at our place, can we?
Yeah. So what I've done over the years that I've been chartering is, first of all, I've picked favourite recipes of my clients, which was a great base of finding out what recipes would be popular. So it's cuisine from all parts of the world. There's dietary requirements in there. So if you're gluten-free or vegan or vegetarian, that's included. And then because I'm in a galley, obviously we're limited to space and I'm limited to time, I've condensed recipes and made them more simplified so that people at home can create these recipes quite easily.
Yeah, because you're quite limited when you, especially when you're at sea, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Very much like the home kitchen situation. Sometimes you've got to open the cupboard, open the fridge, see what's there, and just deal with it,
right,
and do something amazing with it.
Yeah.
So is the book in shops? Where's the book up to?
So the book's being published in the US and it's due out in March of this year. So it'll be available via my website and at some point we'll also have it on Amazon.com as well.
Now, you've also been running virtual cooking classes. The world's gone virtual.
Yeah. So live Zoom cooking classes. I have a wonderful commercial kitchen here in Brisbane. So I'm able to do these great cooking classes, a little bit different to the usual cooking workshops, both in-house and online, in that I get a group of people together and create a menu that they all enjoy. And then I create dishes that they can then learn from what the information that they've given me. So it's sort of similar to what I would do on a yacht charter.
You could almost run, and maybe you've done this, cooking classes with people watching it in their own kitchen.
Yeah.
And cook, they're all cooking
at
live
the same
in
time.
Their own kitchen. Have you done that?
Yeah, so I send the ingredients in advance for them so that I've done quite a few where it's in the US. So they're in the States and in advance they've gone out and got their ingredients and then together we cook. They're asking me questions in real time. And
That's better, isn't it? They're almost better than being in a kitchen together because you're using your own pans, your own cooktop, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you're also establishing some charter cruises out of the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Yeah, there's a beautiful 80-foot motor yacht that's based at Southport Marina and I've partnered up with them. So when I was working overseas, I created these indulgence charters. So you go out for the day and you get the choice of cooking workshops with me, beautiful spa treatments, and then live overseas it was steel pan music. Here it will be jazz or classical musicians performing on board. So it's like a pure indulgence day. And that's on board this particular boat at the coast.
And has it started yet?
It starts in March.
Okay. It's all happening.
Yep.
So lisamead.com
Yes.
is the website.
Yes.
Just give us one idea of a recipe, like an example recipe, something that will, you know, very simple, we can all make. Doesn't involve diving for sea urchins, but I don't think that's we're going to all be able to do that, but something we can really impress guests with.
Hundred and thousands on bread. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No,
if you had been serious, I would have actually just gone, yeah, no, I'll pay that.
No, caramelized bananas in spring rolls. So spring roll, caramelized bananas, and then a mango sorbet, mango lime sorbet. And that particular recipe is super easy to make. I think it takes all of 30 minutes from top to bottom. Basically, you're just caramelizing bananas in a pan with sugar and cinnamon and vanilla, and then using spring roll wrappers. So that's super easy. They're all ready to go. And then the same way that you would make a spring roll, when the filling is cooled down, you add that in, you wrap it up, and then with the sorbet, you can even buy a puree of mango in advance, add some sugar syrup. If you have an ice cream machine, churn it up, put it away in the freezer. If not, I have the recipe for those that don't have an ice cream machine. Tastes great, great for Queensland climate.
Amazing. I've sort of been, the last few weeks, I've been talking about appliances that people buy and never use.
Yeah.
And I keep using as the example the ice cream maker and the hot dog warmer, but you've just given us a reason to actually use the ice cream maker. Lisa Mead.com is the website. Thanks for coming in. Great to meet
you.
Thank
you so much for having me.
And if you are interested in cooking classes, I wanted to mention this as well, because the Bris Asia Festival continues, of course, and there are Momo making classes today and tomorrow in Brisbane. Momo is a steam-filled dumpling. It's a Nepalese delicacy, but it's also found around Tibet and Bhutan and Northern India. And so these classes are at 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock today and tomorrow at a restaurant which is called 8848 Momo House, which is in the valley. The 8848, by the way, is the height of Mount Everest. So these classes are $20, and to book, you call 8848 Momo House. Their number is 0433 94 8848. They had to get the 8848 there into the phone number somewhere, didn't they? There's also info about that on the Brisbane City Council website, because it's all part of the Bris Asia Festival, which continues till the end of the month.